From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle. We're playing this week with Tom Baudet, Paula Poundstone, and Angela Nissel. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you so much. Thank you. Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Claudia from Richland, South Carolina. Well, that's where I live now. I'm from Illinois, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got to say, I can't imagine why you ever left.
Don't like the cold.
Yes. You don't have any spare bedrooms there, do you?
Well, all my kids are grown and gone, so yeah.
Oh, there you go. I'll be staying with you until at least March. Claudia, welcome to our show. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what's Claudia's topic?
It's all about the curb appeal, baby.
The housing bubble, of course, has burst, meaning that a lot of people are stuck with homes they couldn't afford to buy in the first place, and they need to unload them quickly. Well, this week we heard about a brand new idea that can immediately increase the desirability of any home. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about items sure to start a bidding war over your place. Choose the real story, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, Claudia, let's hear first from Paula Poundstone.
Fatty 2x4 may eventually get through the bathroom door in this house. Lucas Chambers has brilliantly transformed his otherwise average 3-bedroom, 3-bath home for sale into a self-generating workout wonderland and has created a bidding war in the midst of what is a dishearteningly down time for most sellers in the market. Chambers has rigged stationary bicycles in every room that power the home's generator, as well as a unique virtual whitewater canoe complete with challenging course river video and optional Deliverance banjo soundtrack to make the user paddle faster. It's great for the family, says Lucas. To be a couch potato in this house, you have to work your butt off.
A house which you power yourself by exercising in just about every room. Your next story of a real estate sweetener comes from Angela Nissel.
Some people want marble countertops, some people want hardwood floors, and others just want to be entertained on the toilet. It's 10,000 leagues under the pea. The Fish and Flush, one of the latest gadgets in the home improvement market, is a toilet tank and a fish tank all in one. Richard Quintana of Aqua One Technologies, the creator of the Fish and Flush, says the average do-it-yourselfer can install the toilet aquarium in 5 minutes. It comes complete with gravel, filter, fake plants. Unfortunately, it doesn't come with one of those cool bubbling treasure chests. Sandy Palmer of Sarasota, who recently saw the lagoon-like lavatory at a home show, says she sees the Fish and Flush as beneficial to other household pets. If you have a stay-at-home cat, I think it would be wonderful, she says. The Fish and Flush, which retails for $299, is also being marketed as a toilet training aid. No word yet on whether children find potty time any easier with snapper fish so close to their privates.
The Fish and Flush, the toilet tank slash aquarium, your next story with a little something extra to spice up your house's appeal comes from Tom Baudet.
First came the central vacuum, then automatic lawn sprinklers, now Foom, an automated centralized leaf blowing system. No more lawn workers staggering around the shrubbery with the blowers while you're napping or enjoying a pleasant meal with your family. Foom has a powerful 15-horse blower at its heart with a network of snorkeling blast gates buried throughout your yard. Set the timer to activate when you're not around, and the swiveling pop-up vents go to work, scattering sticks and debris into the street and onto the neighbor's yards as efficiently and conscientiously as 10 hired gardeners could. Foom is taking America's leafy suburbs by storm, and local zoning boards are scrambling to keep up. It's like a trash bomb going off next door, said Summit, New Jersey city official Elizabeth Catlin. Last week, we had a Foom launch a gopher 300 feet through a neighbor's breakfast nook.
All right, let's review your choices. Let's put it this way. You got a house, you need to sell it. You could install one of these three things. You could install a system where a person in any room could hop on an exercise bicycle and provide power to the house. That was from Paula Poundstone. From Angela Nissel, the, what was it called, the Fish and Flush, an aquarium that also acts as a toilet tank, or from Tom Baudet, Foom, the automatic pre-installed leaf blower system. Which of these is the real story of a home improvement available today?
Well, Foom sounds too dangerous to be real. And I can't see anybody putting fish in the toilet. Unless it's for a funeral.
I gotta say, though, if you had those fish poised to go, they would behave. They'd do whatever you ask.
Well, I think Paula had the true story.
So you're gonna pick Paula's story of the house outfitted with exercise bicycles connected to generators and batteries throughout the house. So wherever you are, you can pedal. All right, that's your choice. Well, we spoke to the person behind this remarkable innovation.
It's just like your normal toilet tank right now. It has a lid. It's got a real clean, chrome-looking push-button flush on top. So it's kind of cool when you're looking at it from the front. You can see if you flush it, the water on the inner tank is going down, and it looks like the fish are going to go down the drain, but they're in their separate outer tank.
That was Devin Nicoli, marketing director of Aqua One, makers of the Fish and Flush, explaining why you don't have to get new fish every time you use the toilet. I'm sorry, Claudia, but it turns out Angela Nissel, in fact, had the true story. You did not win our prize, but you did earn a point for Paula for her very convincing and practical-sounding home innovation.
Claudia, I feel so bad lying to you. And I must say that really, of the three of us, I probably am the most honest here. It was only...
Well, you crack me up every week.
Well, thank you so much, and I haven't even thought about running for president.
You'd win in a landslide,
no,
girl.
I think I'd vote for her. Well, thank you so much for playing, Claudia.
Thank you, and y'all have a good holiday.
Oh,
all right,
thanks,
you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.